Now, I am delighted to be joined on the line by my good friend in astronomy. I've had him on numerous times. It's been a while, but there is lots happening in the night skies and beyond. So I hope he's here. Hello, David. How are you?
Good afternoon. Yeah. I can hear you loud and clear.
And I can hear you. That's great. I'm delighted that we've managed to hook up, because there's so much has been going on. And unfortunately, I didn't get to see the space station where I was, but it was going around there for a week or so, wasn't it?
Yeah, we don't normally get to see it for 2 weeks, every 2 months. Simple rule like that.
Right.
That's evening skies from Ireland.
So why was there so much talk? Why was there so much talk about it now? I've never seen so much about it. If it's such a regular thing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been that way practically since it's been manned in 2001. So we're talking quarter of a century. Maybe it's just with the internet and everybody having access to it these days that people can find out when to see it very easily. There are lots of apps that you can get for it, but our own social media not only gives the time to see it when it's flying over, but also we do any Irish things like where in Ireland you need to be to see it pass in front of the moon or over or near the planet Saturn or whatever's in the sky that evening. Are there any crews going up or coming down? Will we get a space chase? And the apps have difficulty keeping up with this because it's a very human thing. I'm sure one day AI will make us obsolete, but we've been doing this for not just the International Space Station, but the Russian Mir space station before that. So about three decades now. So every day on our website, you'll see links to our Facebook, Instagram, and X. And in the afternoon, well before the sun sets, we post not only the time to see the space station, so you're not going to see it again until September the 9th, but also, is there an aurora forecast for Ireland? And that service has also been running for a decade. It's the longest running aurora alert service in Ireland. We get about 2 days notice when there's an aurora coming. So if it's a clear sky, I tell people, before sunset, check the astronomy on social media. It's all free, and it'll tell you what is special to see in that, in your sky that night. I don't think there's any service like it done on a daily basis, every day, including Christmas Day.
Right, very good. And we've been seeing an awful lot more auroras, especially in our neck of the woods here, which we wouldn't have. We would have always associated it with right up near Donegal direction. But we're seeing it, I mean, even in Dublin, they saw a lot of it there last year. So why do you think that is?
Well, yeah, it doesn't really matter on a fairly small island like this, whether you're in Cork, Kerry, or up in Donegal or the north coast. What matters is that you have a clear sky and that there isn't anything to the north of you that glows anyway. So if you're on the island looking north and land north of you, you're probably going to have a town or a city 10, 20, 30 kilometres in that direction, and there's going to be a glow on the horizon. But smartphones are fantastic. They're very powerful astronomical cameras that can outperform the human eye. And most of them have night mode now, and also, they have a thing called manual mode or pro mode. If you get into it, you can really tweak them. And they'll photograph stars much fainter than your eyes can see. Actually, about as faint as your pair of binoculars can see. And they're also very good at colour. And places where there is no clouds, or very rarely cloudy, they see about 30 aurora a year at our latitude. Now, in Ireland, where three-quarters of the night are totally cloudy, that drops, I see, about a dozen a year. Mm-hmm. Most of them, it has to be said, are just glows on the northern horizon. You need your camera phone to actually tell there's not a town or a city that's actually a glowing green or sometimes reddish glow with often with rays and arcs in it that give it away that it's an aurora. Now, about two or three times a year, we get really glorious ones that come almost overhead, and you can't mistake them. And they see those from Dublin as and Cork City as well. And our magazine gets filled with photographs of them. So aurora have become more obvious because everyone's carrying around an aurora camera.
An aurora camera. I wish mine was an aurora camera. My goodness, I can't even take a picture of my friends. My goodness, without being blurred.
We had two lectures in the last 6 months.
Right.
Our Christmas lecture and a more recent one about taking pictures of the night sky. The Christmas one actually was about using your smartphone. And Katrina Musk used to have the fancy digital DSLR, they call them, cameras worth thousands of euros. She's actually ditched those now for her smartphone. And it's one of the ones you can buy in the shops. Nothing special about it. And as new ones come out, they get more and more smart. Some of them now are taking multiple pictures and adding them together for astronomy, which is what the real experts in astronomy do. And so the people who make the phones know this, and they've started to include that mode in the camera. So like I say, powerful astronomical camera. There are apps you can get that can turn even older phones into these astronomical cameras. You will need to hold them steady, but if you just prop them up, one quick experiment to do is to, Claire and I, is to stick them on the roof of your car, pointing upwards from a dark sky. Find that night mode, or find the manual mode. If you want a copy of that lecture of smartphone astrophotography, contact Astronomy Ireland. At this stage, we'll send it to you for free, or link to a recording of it. You'll be an expert after less than an hour.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing. So if they get on to Astronomy Ireland, you will send them a link for that actual training, that the training that
you did. Yeah, we have a public lecture aimed at the general public and kids every month. Different topics, black holes sometimes, how to use your smartphone other times. And that one from December, or we just call it the smartphone lecture, and it's sitting on, we do all these online by Zoom, so everybody in the country can watch in every month. And we record them as well, with the speaker's permission. And then we can send the recordings to people after that. So all the lectures going back several years anyway, we discovered Zoom around COVID time, are available for people online from everywhere on the island. Most of our members do not live in Dublin. They're scattered all across this country, and a lot of them have dark skies. So we want everyone in the country who's got the dark sky photographing an event so the rest of us can look at it in the pictures of Astronomy Ireland magazine. So if you go to astronomy.ie, look at the contacts page, and you'll see our email address where to get in touch if you want to ask us for that recording. And if you've got any pictures to go in the magazine, on that contacts page, you'll see the magazine email address where you can send any nice pictures you get. Don't send us all your pictures, because we get thousands of them. Just send us your best one.
Very good. Brilliant, yeah. Now, there is something coming up which I'm very, very excited about. It's on the 12th of August, and it's going to be a solar eclipse. So, and I believe you're selling the glasses, so we can get the glasses from you, can't we? But tell us all about
this
solar eclipse.
Yes, I mean, again, go to astronomy.ie, you'll see all about the glasses. But the important thing about this eclipse is it's big. It's not a total eclipse of the sun. There hasn't been one of those on Irish soil since 1724, nor will there be one until 2090. That's 60 years from now, 23rd of September, if you want to mark it on your calendar.
Was there something back in the 80s, 90s, something that there was what was it?
Yeah, in 2015 and to 1999, there was a very deep eclipse, and that's what's going to happen in 2 weeks.
Right.
From the southwest coast of Ireland, about 98% of sun will be covered, and over 90% from the whole island. So day won't turn to night as it does in a total solar eclipse.
Yes.
You're going to have to travel if you want to see one of those. I've been lucky enough to see two, one in 2006, one in 2017. They are the most spectacular sight in nature. We could talk all day about what you'll see, but we won't see that in Ireland. But we will see the sun become a very thin sliver, a little crescent, when the moon's almost covered it completely. It's still dangerous to look at it then. That's why you need the eclipse glasses. So check out astronomy.ie after the show. You'll see all the details there, where to get them. Try to order them this week, because the rush last week will be phenomenal. If 1999 is anything to go by, we sold 10,000 of them in one day, and we're dreading that particular day coming if people don't order them in advance.
Yes.
What you'll see is, with your eyes, eclipse glasses in front of them, not sunglasses. Even several pair of sunglasses are not safe. These special eclipse glasses are EU certified to block out not just 99.999% of the light, but also 100% of the infrared that you can see that might be damaging your eyes, or the ultraviolet light. So the EU certified ones are the only safe ones to get. And then you'll be able to enjoy the eclipse. It lasts about 2 hours. It's only for a few minutes that 90-odd% of the sun is going to be covered. That's when we need the clear sky. And if you're mobile on, it's a Wednesday evening, actually, between roughly 6 p.m. and 8 p.m., watch the weather forecast, especially look at the satellite pictures where the clear skies are. Hopefully the whole country will be gloriously clear and head toward the clear patches. I remember in 1999, the southwest of the country, where again it was deepest, had rain actually, cloudy rain, but we had a big event running in Dublin's Phoenix Park, live on 2FM radio, 2,000 people there with us, and not one cloud went over the sun for the whole 2 hours. So we were delighted with that.
Brilliant, amazing. Now, you also have, every year you have a barbecue where people can go, and is it in Wicklow that you have it, or the mountains?
Yeah, it's in the Wicklow Mountains, not up the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
It's easily accessible by normal roads. It's actually a GAA grounds that we hire for the evening, and we set up the most powerful telescopes in the country in a really dark sky that everybody from the people come from Donegal to Kerry. A few people actually fly in from abroad. It's a barbecue under the stars. An idea we came up with in 1992, we've been running it. Now it's Ireland's biggest annual telescope festival, very important fundraiser for Astronomy Ireland. The tickets are 70% off until the end of this week. You'll see that on the website. So if you're planning to come, get your tickets this week. And they're included in them. It's all the food, soft drinks, no alcohol, because that numbs your eye sensitivity to faint light anyway. You want to enjoy the experience. Talks in the big hall, also exhibits running as well. And even if it's cloudy, we have a way of beating the clouds. Basically, keep your next Friday and Saturday free, because if the night itself is cloudy, we actually set the telescopes up again the following Friday or Saturday if the forecast is good. So we end up being able to guarantee people a look through the telescopes at the wonders of the universe, even with the Irish weather. And a little trick we're very proud of. So, you know, if you want to see star clusters, galaxies, the planet Saturn with its rings, you know, the most amazing things in the sky that you can't see without a telescope, thousands of times more powerful than your eyes, book the starbecue. Bring all your family and friends. We do everything, even feed you. All you have to do is just come along and enjoy the evening and be absolutely amazed. You bring your friends, we'll blow their minds.
Very good. Do people stay up there, or is it not a camping out event? It's just go and then you go, head home?
Most people go. By about midnight, people have their fill, their bellies full, their eyes full, their brains full. A few people will stay on because, you know, you've got people, volunteers bring their own giant telescopes because we just love sharing this hobby. So once they've got a telescope out in the dark sky, if it's clear, they don't really want to go home. It's a Thursday night, so not a school night. So you'll often see people there till the wee hours. But the vast majority of the crowd have seen the main wonders of the universe. They got the kids to get home, put to bed by about 11, 12 o'clock. So it's a good evening.
What date is that, David?
The biggest astronomy festival.
What date is that on?
It's the 5th of September this year. Usually August or September. It varies a bit because we don't want the moon in the sky, believe it or not. Although it's great to look at, it would ruin everything else. The light of the moon will be like observing from a bright city. And we've gone up to a dark site, 1,000 feet above sea level, to see the Milky Way overhead with the naked eye. We don't want the moon spoiling that.
Right.
The moon will be out of the way in September. And actually, we've planned it so the following week the moon will be out of the way as well, just in case we get one of those cloudy nights.
Oh, very good, yes. Well, so, I went to one of your events there in Dublin at one stage, and my goodness, it's amazing that what you can see through those huge telescopes is just amazing. You feel that, you know, you can touch the moon and the stars.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
The moon is great because even in the city, where we've got a capture area of over 1 million people, so we can get people to look at the telescope, the planets all look great. It doesn't matter if there's hundreds of thousands of streetlights within a few miles of you, the planets will burn through that. But the wonders of the universe, the star clusters and galaxies, are millions, hundreds of millions in some cases, of light years away. So they're extremely faint. You'd be hard-pushed to see some of them in binoculars. But a big telescope will actually show you their shape, and you're seeing them live, rather than looking at a picture in a book or a magazine, you know, that anyone could do. But the live view is almost totally different to the picture view you see, the stills you see. And, of course, telescopes with cameras, which they're collecting light for minutes and hours. Our eyes are like video cameras, taking several pictures a second. So it's a completely different experience. And I'd one that you've got to see at least once in your life. So Starbecue, September 5th, don't miss it. Somebody told me there's some other big event on in Croke Park with some famous astronomer's sister is having some kind of boxing match. But I believe it's sold out. If you want the biggest show in town, which does still have its Starbecue, is for you.
Very good. Some astronomer's sister. I didn't know she had
it. Yeah, she's famous for being, at least in our circles, she's famous for being the sister of a professor in Dublin City University.
Really? Wow.
His surname is Taylor. He's got his PhD in astrophysics and all that, and teaches all the young students there how to study the universe. And then his sister did well as well, also, apparently. I can't remember her name now. It'll come to me eventually.
Would it be Katie?
That's the one, yeah. But, of course, her brother's an astrophysicist, so he has to be much higher ranked in our books.
My goodness, I never knew that now. Wow.
Imagine you're their parents and you've got two kids like that.
Absolutely amazing. Yes, yes. She is a fantastic role model to young girls and to anybody, you know, to just stick with it and with her faith and everything. She's just amazing. So she'll be doing that on the same night that the brother will probably be there with the Starbucks.
Won't he be torn as to which one to go to?
I know, I'd say. He will be torn now. Yes, yes.
Well, it's a good complaint to have.
Absolutely. But I love the name,
Starbucks. The great thing is, she's retiring this time, but next year, Starbucks will be running in 2027. It's been running, as I said, since 1992. So I think you can count it at running for a few years, yes.
Yes.
So no plans to retire at Starbucks.
There you go. So she may be attending. She may be your star of honour.
That would be a great idea, yeah.
For next year. So
he must have taught her something about astronomy.
Yes, well, I'm sure he did, yes.
Maybe
yes.
She'll give one of our talks next year, the retiree.
Oh, yeah, maybe. My goodness. So is there anything else we should be looking out for this week? And I mean, in Roscommon, I mean, we have that lovely observatory just up the road from us. Can anyone go to that?
Which one are you talking about? Because I know of several in the area.
Yes, well, there's one there in Boyle I know of.
There's Kingsland Observatory run by Eamon Ansborough. I'm not sure he opens to the public, but if you know it, you've got his website, have a look. Astronomers are usually friendly. And there are people who sometimes open up their own observatories, especially for school kids, if they want to come along and have a look. But other than that, in the times of old, back during the Celtic Tiger, we had about a dozen branches all around the country. They all set up telescopes to say, look at the moon on a particular date of the year. We're hoping to get back to that in the future. But now with everything being online, the talks we used to only be able to hold in Dublin, record on DVD and post out to people outside Dublin afterwards. They're now all online, which is a great leveller because we are a national astronomy society. Most of our members do not live in Dublin. Two-thirds live outside Dublin, last survey we did. So it's great to be able to cater for people around the country because it's not astronomy Dublin, it's astronomy Ireland. And we made that decision almost our anniversary on the 1st of August in 1990. That's when the society was founded. And, you know, we've all been careful to be a national group. We've got a monthly magazine that gets posted to everybody on the island, a weekly email that goes out only to the paid-up members every Wednesday. And then we're always trying to promote interest in astronomy to everybody on the island, north and south. You know, if all 8 million people on this island would join Astronomy Ireland, we wouldn't need to do any publicity. Everyone would be getting the magazine. It's full of pretty pictures every month. And when you hear about something in the sky, like the book moon this week, or the eclipse next month, only 2 weeks away now, and the International Space Station, you just turn to the pages and there will be the details.
Yes, yes. Very good. And sure, it's not just, I mean, it might be Astronomy Ireland, but I mean, there are people around the world that are members, aren't there? And people that are sending
things. Really, no. We are a National Astronomy Society.
Oh, I thought that you were worldwide, that people could get on.
Of the thousands of magazines, the problem is the Post, of the thousands of magazines that go out, one in a thousand goes abroad.
Right.
Just as Astronomy Ireland. There are British magazines, there are American magazines that are packed full of ads. Ours is mostly packed full of astronomy. And, you know, it caters to what to see from Ireland and pictures that people have took on their smartphones from Ireland. Or even there's a few members who are very much for beginners. So most people, 90%, don't have telescopes. A good few have binoculars, though, because they're cheap. 30 quid will get you a great pair these days. But then most of what's in the magazine is what to see with the naked eye. And it's aimed at kids and people with no scientific background. I say, you know, it costs about €1 a week to get the magazine. Who can't afford that? And because most of it's done by volunteers, so make use of all their free labour. And all you need to do, you know, is look, when it drops your letterbox everywhere, look at all the pretty pictures inside. So there'll be all the international ones from the space telescopes and the like, but there'll also be lots of Irish ones. And if you heard about, say, the eclipse, and it's cloudy for you, it almost certainly be clear at the other end of the country, and you'll see Irish pictures there. Online, you'll see pictures from around the world, but we always focus on the Irish ones. And you'll have a souvenir then in your hand, deep in the drawer for all time, till the next eclipse coming. By the way, the next partial eclipse is not as deep as this one, but it's only next year.
Well, I'm going to have to say bye-bye. We will talk before that. But I have to leave it there now. I've run out of time. Thank you so much, David, for coming on. As always, it's been a joy to talk to you. And best of luck with everything and your starbecue in September. And we'll look out.
Well, thanks very much.
Look out
and
for the
details
eclipse.
Are on the website.
Astronomy.ie. Thank you. Simple. Thanks, David. Take care. Bye-bye.
All
God
the
bless.
Best. Enjoy the eclipse. Bye-bye.
Now, that's the fantastic David Moore from Astronomy Ireland there. That's it. Thanks to David. Thanks to